I've got Graham with me from What's on White. Hello, Graham.
Hello, Kevin.
Hello. Thanks for coming in.
No worries.
It's time for that stage door slot, where we talk about what's going on the Isle of Wight, all woven together with charm and style and grace by Graham, who runs the website whatsonwhite.com. But before we do all that, we were just going to have a little natter about our heated debate.
Topic of the day. Topic of the day.
Yeah, it all sounds really cheesy, doesn't it? Our topic
of the
day.
We don't really get heated about stuff, though, do
no,
we?
So. But it is about the weather, so heated might be the right word.
Yeah.
Come
see
to
where
think
you're going
of
it,
you see what I did there, don't you? Yeah. Because we're hearing these weather forecasts that it's going to be a really hot summer. And I was just wondering, as I do, whether that has an impact on the arts and entertainment sector. It must do, mustn't it? Because you often hear places say, well, we don't want sunshine. Everybody will go to the beach and they won't come to me. Or we want it to rain so they come in to me. But I can see that for attractions. But what about the rest of
I think when it rains, do people want to do anything? Even go out to the theatre or the cinema or whatever?
No, I'm from Manchester. When it rains, nothing changes.
And I'm only from just 60 miles down the road from there, and exactly the same happens. You get used to wet weather.
Yeah.
I kind of think it doesn't, it doesn't. It depends on how far in advance you plan stuff, doesn't it? Because, you know, if you're an avid theatre goer, you know, you look through listings and you pick and choose what you want to, you know, the plays you want to go and see and the shows you want to go and you have an interest in. And I think at that point, you kind of, if you're interested enough, you'll book your tickets. You can't rely on weather forecasts. I mean, I've got the BBC weather app. Sorry to name drop. Other weather apps are available.
Yeah.
But I use a very well-known weather app on my phone. And, you know, my wife uses it avidly just to check, you know, has she got enough time to get the washing out on the line and stuff like that.
You mean you don't put the washing on the line? Right?
I'm generally the one when it starts raining, I have to go and collect it.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
But, you know, I'm sitting there going, no, I've got 5 minutes to go. 5 minutes to go. It says it's going to rain at 4. Not 10 to. But I think, you know, kind of, I think the only people it really affects are the people that make last minute decisions. You know, the ones that decide on the day, right, this is what we're going to do. If we've got time, then I might go and do X, Y, or Z. And,
yeah,
you know,
that's a fair point. But there's even no pattern to that, is there? I can remember we put one or two plays on at Shanklin Theatre. Just one example. I've done it at other theatres, but this one springs to mind. We were doing this play and thinking pre-sales were pretty low. Mm-hmm. And then we saw the weather forecast for the night we were on again. Absolutely belting it with rain. We thought nobody's going to come. But conversely, people just piled in. Mm. They bombed in out of the rain.
Yeah.
And we were completely surprised by that. But a few people said, well, I've been stuck in all day because of the weather. We were all screaming to get out somewhere. Well, thanks very much for that endorsement. but it can work either way, can't it?
Yeah, and I suppose if the weather had been great on that day, you know, would they have made the decision to go to the theatre later on that night?
Yeah.
You'll never know.
No.
You know.
But do you know, people take out insurance, don't they, for outside events for the weather, don't they? But Isle of Wight Festival is going to happen, for instance, whatever the weather.
Yeah, regardless.
It's never been called off, has it? I don't think.
I don't think so.
No. There have been some pretty fierce downpours there and at Best of All, but the show went on, didn't it?
I think the show goes on, but it's the audience, you know. Are people prepared to stand in a, you know... Are they that avid a fan that they were going to stand in a field and it's hoofing it down with rain, it's blowing a hooly, and you know, you're there to watch there to watch bands. Some people find, you know, some people will get enjoyment out of that. Other people will probably just stay in the tent and you know, cook some food or do whatever,
yeah,
and wait for it to dry up a bit. But if it
Yeah.
If it's raining all weekend, it's not good news. Because then they tend to, I don't know, do they go outside to find some alternative entertainment?
I don't know.
Don't know.
No, it's pretty tough. But it's all right if you're an islander, of course, because you can be, you meet all these smug islanders, don't you? You think, oh, the weather's really bad, I'll go in a bit later. You know, you got time to put on your massively expensive waterproofs. Yeah, you know, put your waterproof trousers over the top of your wellies.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're fine, because you know you'll be able to come home afterwards and have a shower and all the rest of it. But if you're there in the field, radically different. Yeah. But, yeah, what's your verdict then, Graham? What's the decision after this heated debate? Does the weather actually make any difference to people's decisions?
I think it does if they haven't committed to it.
Yeah.
If they're a bit uncommittal and they haven't booked a ticket, of course, if you've booked a ticket, you're going to go, you know, and unless you can afford to, you know, not go. But I think if you booked a ticket, you'll go because it's something you wanted to do. But other than that, I think it's up to the last minute brigade then, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And there's quite a lot of that, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
So we'll talk about that another time.
Yeah. Let's come back to that another time. So do you want to give us the rundown, Graham?
Yeah.
This is for the stage door, and it's a regular feature. Every Monday we do this with Graham, and this is also recorded, so you could hear last week's stage door by going to vectisradio.com, looking for Hello Vectis and the What's On section, and you'll find stage door in there. So with that, over to you, Graham.
Cool. Well, I'll start off with some music. There's a Sounds Like Sinatra event in Trinity Theatre in Cowes later in August. It's Anthony Adams, who burst onto the TV scenes in 2008 on the BBC's One and Only, if you remember that. It's quite an apt title because I think it was the one and only time it was it was on. But this guy's acknowledged to be the best and the most accurate tributes of all the Frank Sinatra tribute acts in Europe and the UK. And he's live with a 7-piece swing band, and that's in Sunday the 7th of August, so you can start getting tickets fairly soon for that. Of course, Newport Jazz Weekend starts next Thursday. There's a massive programme of events, so rather than me, you know, I could spend another hour reading them all out, but just go to the site, What's On White Music, and you'll catch that there. An event that started this weekend, and there's quite there's another 3, 4, 5 of them to go, is Station Concerts. Now, this is with it's all been brought to you by the Isle of Wight Community Rail Partnership, and they had the Bunker Girls, Jukebox Jazz, Red Squirrel and Brian White, and they also had a surprise princess meet and greet. Now, these are all held at the island's railway stations, and the next one is at Ryde Pierhead on Sunday the 12th of June. Most of them are on Saturday. This one's on a Sunday because it coincides as part of a national rail celebration for the Queen's birthday. So there'll be extra stuff going on there, but it was, you know, I saw some of the photographs on Facebook, and, you know, people loved it, you know, and the Bunker Girls go down really well. I saw them in Ventnor at Christmas, and, you know, fabulous singers. So that's it for music. There's plenty more music, but I think we've mentioned them before in other other shows. So theatre, we've got A Night of Dirty Dancing, the ultimate tribute show, where you can indulge yourself in the music of one of the most popular movies ever made, and that's in June at Medina Theatre. The Isle of Wight Shakespeare Company bring the Bard's full-blooded poetry to the Ventnor Arts Club with a vivid, intimate and new staging of the Scottish play, which is Macbeth, and that's at Ventnor Arts, and it's this week on the 26th, 27th and 28th, and all performances are at 7:30. Little Gem continues with a run this week from Tuesday to Saturday. It's a great play, three main characters representing three generations of women in one family. It follows their lives over several months, and what makes the play even more interesting is the three characters each have a mime interpreting their monologues behind them. So, you know, a bit different, but tickets are just £8.50. You can either book online or you can grab them on the door. The Best of the West End and Beyond. This is a local theatre group that put together a two-hour show of singing and dancing with classic numbers from Les Miserables, Olive, Oklahoma, plus contemporary stuff to such as Evita and the Full Monty. The selected dates until the 29th of September. I think most of them are Thursdays. There's a few Saturdays, I think, during the summer holidays. But that's at Shanklin Theatre, so look that up on the theatre section. This Sunday, there's Fabulous Fashions. It's a physical theatre workshop. If you love clothes and dressing up, Lewis Wheeler, who runs Fizz Theatre, is making a new physical theatre piece as part of a cabaret show for Ventnor Fringe this year. The show is going to be based around how fabulous it is to get dressed up, play with fashion and be a fashion victim. So if you want to get dressed up, if you want to play at dressing up, then go to Ventnor Exchange on Sunday, this Sunday, 29th, 10 till 1, and it comes with a warning that this workshop may contain feather boas. He's also got another improv workshop early in June, so look out for that one as well. And a couple of bits of there's a sport. The Needles Cross Country Half Marathon is on Sunday the 29th of May, 11 a.m. at Freshwater. If you want to register for this, it closes this Wednesday, the 25th. There's how to enter is on the site.
Are you going in for it, Graham?
Am I?
Yeah.
No, unfortunately not.
Oh, right.
Not this time.
Is it the weather that's putting you off?
Yeah. No, it's the legs. It's legs, followed by attitude. Followed by age. Followed by more attitude. And then Park Run, which is... so if you want to get into running or fancy running in a kind of a social style group, then start with Park Run. It's every Saturday morning, 9 a.m. Get there for 8:45 and get all the instructions. But there's about 200-300 runners, regular runners. It's not a race, it's just a timed event, so you're against yourself. You have to register, but this normally it's at Medina Park. But because the festival's on and they're building a festival and then they've got to take it all down and clean up the site and stuff like that, it's not going to be there. So it's going to be at Ride, at Apley, I think. But if you go to the Park Run post, you'll see the amendment there that gives you full instructions. And obviously when it comes back to Medina, Park Run will let me know, and in turn, yeah, I can let everyone else know.
Okay.
And that's it for me.
Oh, fantastic. Thanks, Graham. I'm surprised you're not doing that Needles event, the cross country. Well, you look quite fit and healthy to me. So is this essentially just attitude then?
You can, yeah, but you say I look fit and healthy. You can only see from the top half and above. You don't see what's below.
Yeah, on radio you look very fit and healthy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, and in my mind I could do it, no problem at all. But
thanks, Graham. Well, thanks for that. That was Stage Door for this week. Next week is Bank Holiday Monday. I will be here, but I don't know if Graham's going to be around.
I could be.
Yeah, you could be. Yeah. Oh, well, perhaps have the negotiations off air then. I could be, he says. Yeah, so maybe we'll see Graham next Monday at 2 here on Vexis Radio for the next edition of Stage Door. So with that, thanks to Graham.
No problem at all. Thank you, Kevin.
Across the Isle of Wight and across the world, this is Vectis Radio.